This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Patriots come hard. He fires to the right. It is picked off at the 40. Vincent Wilfork at the 50, at the 45, and all the way down to the 30-yard line. Vincent Wilfork.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
And the Patriots are world champions again. Back-to-back. Three out of four. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots play their 2013 home opener against the New York Jets.
Brady awaiting the shotgun snap on fourth down. He's got it. Back to throw. Looks. Fires. Caught. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
It's game day. Coming in live from the Subway Fresh broadcast
studios. And the professional
studios.
Didn't turn his mic on.
Inside Gillette Stadium. Usually I have someone that does that for me.
Oh,
I'm very
wow.
high maintenance.
You're slumming
it,
huh?
Extremely high maintenance, as our producer Kevin Collins will tell you.
Slumming it,
I have
Kevin.
A lot of different demands.
Wow.
I need things to be done for me.
Can you demand some food, though?
And for the second, you know what? I will make that demand as well. For the second straight week, week number two of the season, I again didn't put my microphone on right away. So we've got that settled. We are coming to you live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots take on the New York Jets tonight. Week number two gets underway in Foxborough. I think the biggest news, gentlemen, for this game is the fact that Danny Amendola is not going to play. I mean, that's the assumption at this point. And how do the Patriots overcome that? What do they get out of their young receivers and Julian Edelman tonight in this game? And will it be enough?
Well, I think Julian Edelman clearly is going to be the focal point, quote-unquote, of the passing game as the lone guy with any sort of rapport and experience working with Tom Brady. And we've seen this occasionally in the past against the Jets. A couple of years ago, he filled in for Welker, and it's not as good, but he's productive. But to me, the question is that next step. You got to have somebody else. Boyce, Dobson, Tompkins, you got to have somebody else. You're not beating the Jets. Even though we joke they can't score, you're going to have somebody else be a complimentary or contributing factor.
Right. In that game that Andy's talking about, that Edelman actually filled in for Welker quite well, I think it was 9 catches, 98 yards. He only scored 9 points. They lost that game 16-9. So to Andy's point, they're going to need somebody else. I have Andy and I have a dark horse for you, Beetle.
A dark horse.
And that's Josh Boyce. We think there's a possibility. I'm not expecting him to go out and catch 8-10 balls, but I do think he can make a big play or two. He has that kind of speed, that kind of explosiveness. We've seen flashes. We've seen him do it in the preseason a little bit with Ryan Mallett. I think there's a chance tonight you might see a big play from Josh Boyce.
One big play or multiple big plays?
Well,
I mean, I got two. One on an end around and one on a catch. That's what
that's
I'm doing.
That's good. I'm looking for that kind of
specific. Well, it depends what you consider. I mean, you know, a big. I'm talking about like a 50-yard touchdown. I mean,
35-yard run on an end around and a 61-yard touchdown.
No chance.
But if you look at this,
for two 35-yard plus plays
he
for him.
Deemed no chance.
No chance for two 35-yard plus plays.
He's very negative.
It's very negative. What happened to you? Very negative.
I don't know. They had one 35-yard play as a team last week.
Positive.
It's a different team, different game.
Yeah, better defense.
It's raining, slippery. Somebody might fall down.
It's raining?
No, but it might at some point.
It may rain.
Okay.
Now,
it might rain.
It may rain at some point. That's kind of the unknown at this point.
And a new record. 4 minutes to go off the rails. Nice job.
Andy, if you go by theweather.com.
No, 2 seconds. He didn't have his mic on. It was off the rails
before it
started.
It was off the rails to start. Andy, if you go by weather.com, there is 0% chance of rain for this game tonight. If you go by some other forecasts, there could be lightning, there could be thunderstorms. There's all kind of potential for this game.
If you go by weather.com, then you clearly don't really want to know the weather because they're horrific. They're terrible.
So you and Beetle are anti-establishment. That's why
you go to your weather.com app and it says chances of rain where I am right now, 0%. But it's pouring out. Like that happens regularly with them. They suck. I don't know if it's a problem updating their servers, whatever it is, they're not good.
And meanwhile, a severe thunderstorm watch has been issued by the National Weather Service that will last until 10 p.m.
That's who you want to listen, National Weather
Service. That's the weather, those guys.
That's the weather that I saw on TV, which is all I usually watch. I'm not one of you tech-savvy types.
Plus, even better, I believe it was Harvey Leonard, one of the local guys, tweeted out, definitely going to be downpours after the game, may hold off, but don't count on it. So he's expecting there's a chance of downpours in this game.
Right.
Wind, they're talking about potential for 20-mile-an-hour winds, which we always talk about can be a detriment to the passing game. Can you imagine how Brady and Tompkins are going to look if there's a wind blowing the ball around? I mean, speaking enough trouble in comms, guys.
Speaking of Tompkins, last week, Paul, I know you had said that maybe it was just the fact that it was his first real NFL game that he only caught four catches on 14 targets in that game last Sunday. Do you think that was true?
No,
I mean, because if he comes home,
I'm not ready to give. What I said was, I'm not ready to give up on Tompkins because he had such a bad game. Now, everything we saw last week was bad. Even the catches that he made didn't look. They weren't confidence inducing. He double caught a couple of passes.
Confidence inducing.
Yes.
Usually it's vomit inducing.
He was not on the same page. No, because you're negative. It's vomit inducing. He seemed to get lost a couple times on the sideline, didn't have control of his feet, where, you know, on a sideline and on the back line answer, it was not good. Every element of a receiver's game last week for Kenbrell Tompkins was not good. But I'm not ready to give up on him because of one game, and I sort of posed the theory that, you know, listen, I've seen some guys come in and get a little bit overwhelmed by the moment and not be quite ready. Andy says that now eliminates any possibility of said guy being special. Because if you're special, you do it immediately.
But, I mean, I don't think he's special,
but I do think he could be a contributor.
What if he does it tonight, though, in week two?
Not special, Beadle. That's Andy Hart in a nutshell.
So if he does it tonight and does it every, and you know, whatever doing it means.
He could become, you know, Jerry Rice from here on in, and he will still say
special. No, quite the contrary. I will say it, but I've never seen anybody poop themselves and become Jerry Rice.
Proven wrong.
Right, thank you. You're right.
Okay, but he could turn it around. Coming back home,
yeah, he could be a
stadium.
It was surprising.
He's got those butterflies from week one.
Yes. It was surprising because you didn't expect it because he had been so consistent. You know, it wasn't a guarantee, okay, he's going to come out and have 100 yards, but he had looked okay. He had looked comfortable in the offense. He had looked like, all right, he can run some crossing patterns, short gains that he had earlier in the preseason, got behind the defense a couple times against the Giants. You know, okay, this guy looks like he belongs. He did not belong in Buffalo.
And based on what we saw in the summer, if you had told me he was going to get targeted as often as he did last week, I would have said, well, he'll probably end up with about 8 or 9 catches for about 80 or 90 yards. And obviously he didn't come close to that.
If you want to get involved here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, please do. Give us a call, 855-PATS-500, 855-728-7500. You can also reach us at 508-298-0398. Send in your emails throughout the course of the program, webradio@patriots.com. And if you're on Twitter getting ready for the Pats game tonight, make sure you use the hashtag PPGS. And if you want to send in some photos, Darren Hartwell in the
his mic's
pole
not on either.
Center.
Mike's not on, but
see
I'm
that?
Taking photos.
He's high maintenance, too. He needs
now
someone to do
on.
It for
I can hear you.
There we go.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah,
here.
But he's not a professional. He's an intern.
But he can still demand things. Hey, Darren, yeah. Darren, just remember, your talent. You can demand things.
People like you.
It's good to know.
Wait, you didn't give out the other numbers.
Which numbers? We can't.
In Australia, we got 1-800-429-2866. France is 0800.
Missing a number there, Andy, isn't it? I read that today, we're missing a number.
But I don't really know how it works in Australia.
I don't know how the phones work there.
Things are upside down there.
The toilets spin the opposite way.
They spin the other way. I thought Foster's was a beer. It isn't. I don't know anything about Australia.
So get involved. Make sure you use the hashtag PPGS and send in your photos of whatever you're doing to get ready for this game, whether you're
within reason.
Actually, we'll take them all.
If you take a pregame
poo, we'll decide which ones to filter out.
Keep that to yourself.
Just keep the clean ones coming our way.
You vomit before every game, keep it to yourself.
Webradio@patriots.com.
You put on a nice sleek white tank top and you're an attractive young lady, please send.
And vote in the poll center.
And make sure you
We're
going to
open with a big poll.
Oh, yeah, we
got
one
a poll
up already.
What do you got?
Well, do you want to do that right now?
Go ahead.
Might as well.
All right. We've already set you up for it, so now you got to go.
I don't think he was ready. Kenbrell Tompkins over in the poll center.
All right.
Judging from what's on the computer right now, he wasn't ready.
We'll come back.
I'm ready.
We'll
come back to the poll
center. He's
ready
now.
We're ready now.
Ready? Okay. So the question is, who needs to step up the most on offense tonight? Aside from Tom Brady. And the options are Ridley, Julian Edelman, Kenbrell Tompkins, the Who Man, Dobson, and Boyce.
I'm going to go Stephen Ridley as the answer because Edelman, I think, has to kind of do what he did last week, be a factor in the offense. Boyce might hit his big plays, but I think they need to run the football, and I think it has to be Ridley. Give him a chance. Get the monkey off his back.
Right now, Tompkins is the leader.
Tompkins would be my pick.
Looked at it from across the.
I can't. Wait, are you serious?
Shh, you're in a different room. You're in the poll center.
See that?
Paul's
like
in the
from across
studio.
The rooms there.
The rooms there.
The rooms.
53% for Tompkins.
What does Who Man have?
Zero.
Zero.
As it should be.
Come on.
37.
Why is Who Man your guy?
Give the man some love.
Is that your pick?
All right, we got. What were the options? Ridley, Tompkins, Who Man, and who's the fourth?
Boyce, Edelman,
Dobson.
Boyce, Dobson.
Oh, there's six. Oh, I'm going Edelman. This is biggest contribution. I'm going Edelman.
Edelman's got 11
but
right
he
now.
He had seven catches seven. Last week. So what? You looking for like 14?
Yes. Yes, I'm looking for like 50. No, I'm just kidding.
I think if he had a game like he did last week with seven catches and two touchdowns, this week it would be more impressive based on
because it would mean more.
Based on the lack of people around him.
This part is clear. They're going
be
to
be harder
need,
to do that.
They're going to need something out of the two rookie receivers, right? Whereas last week, did they go into that game
or three?
What did I say?
Two.
Well, I'm thinking about Tompkins and Boyce. Who am I?
So
forgetting?
You don't think Dobson's going to play again?
Oh, I'm forgetting about Dobson. See that? It's already week two, and I'm
he said he wants to play.
Play.
He said he was ready to play. He was excited to play.
Last week he said that.
Well,
I know
fine.
He said
throw
it again
him
this
in.
Week, though. Sooner or later, he's going
to
be right.
It doesn't change what I'm about to say, which is last week they went into that game, and I don't think they absolutely needed to get a lot of production out of those guys to win, and I feel like this week they do. They're going to have they need those guys to do something for them in tonight's game.
The only thing that flies in the face of that is – what do you think the Jets are going to do?
I think the Jets stink.
Me too. And I think they have no offense, no weapons, and I'll be surprised if they score more than 10 points.
But the Patriots still need to score points.
Yeah, but, I mean, they'll
the Jets
score
are better,
11.
The Jets are better on the defensive side of the football than the offensive side of the football.
And the
we
Jets
know that.
Don't correct. Stink on defense.
No.
Now, I think
but I don't think the Patriots stink on offense that they can't score.
At the end of the year, you're going to look and say, oh, yeah, that was a really good defense, and it's not going to be fair to that side of the ball because they're going to be put under so much pressure with that offense all season long. The Jets aren't going to be able to really move the ball, I don't think, consistently against very many teams. They certainly didn't in the first game against Tampa Bay. But defensively, I think the Jets are pretty good. I don't think they're great, but I think they're pretty good. In this day and age of teams where defenses really struggle, I don't think they're bad. I don't think it's going to be an easy one for the Patriots offense tonight.
Just speaking offensively, and as we talk about some of the rookies, tight end Zach Sudfeld, inactive tonight, according to the Globe, and Ben Volen saying that had it been a full week, had this been a game on a Sunday, there was a pretty good chance he would have played. So Sudfeld not expected to be active tonight.
What the hell does that mean?
That he didn't have enough time. The game's on Thursday. Today's Thursday, Andy.
I know, and he has a hamstring injury that they know for sure would have been healthy in two more days.
That
seems like idiotic speculation.
No, I'm just saying but to understand that he would have needed a few more days to heal up.
Yeah,
so
I just I'm not buying.
Okay, that's
I'm
okay.
Not buying.
You don't have to buy it.
Okay, good.
I just explaining why someone would say something like that.
Yeah, I don't get why somebody would say something like that.
Let's go to the phones. Jeff's in Vegas, and of course, Jeff has all the information on the lines for this game. What's up, Jeff? Jeff?
Jefe!
We do have some information, guys. The line is plummeting as we speak.
Plummeting. Well, so what do you got? Give me numbers. What did it peak? What did it top out at during the week, first of all?
Opened at 10, touched 13, then dropped down to where it is now, right at 11. So this is some really extraordinary movement. What I'm going to do is middle of the game. I took New England. I'm taking the Jets minus plus the 13, and then now that it's swung down to 11, I'm taking New England giving 11. I'm going to try and middle at it. Now, that's not all that's happening.
Do you do that every week? It sounds like you do the middling every week.
He tries.
I did it like 2 years ago, and
didn't you do it last week?
Oh, no. He's trying to get it so the Patriots win by 12, and he wins both.
Gotcha. That's what I mean.
Last week, he bet Buffalo, and he had the under, I believe, right?
Got it.
Yeah, Mark with a C, you were indoctrinated to the Jeff in Vegas. I think I was the only one on an island saying that Buffalo would cover. They did. I'm doing something even more crazy this week. What do you guys think, though, with it at 11? How do you feel?
I would at 11, I would take the Patriots. I wouldn't feel as good at 13 or even 13.5, I had heard at some point during the week. But 11, I'm pretty comfortable the Patriots are going to win at least 21-10.
Yeah, I would take the points. I'm not as confident in the offense as some other people.
I would take
but
the Jets.
I don't think there's any chance. Again, I said this last week. I don't think there's any chance the Jets have of winning the game, however.
You were right last week.
In the theory, and I know, Jeff, you're going to scoff at me because the theory among you gamblers is if you don't think the underdog has a chance to win the game, you shouldn't take the points. I don't think the Jets have a chance to win the game. I just think it'll be a slugfest and low scoring.
Sloppy.
Yeah, total is 46, by the way. Low total. I'm probably leaning under.
Yeah, I would, especially if weather becomes an issue. Now, we really have no idea. It's 50-50. It's zero, depending on who you ask, if weather's going to be an issue. But as I said, I think the one thing we know is there's going to be a little bit of wind, 20-mile-an-hour wind, potentially. But, Jeff, yeah, I would take the under.
I would take the under as well, and I'm taking Jets plus the points if I'm picking this game. That's what I would say.
Very
the
negative.
Same way I picked the
Very
Bills
negative.
Last week. So Jeff was not on an island. I was with Jeff last week, and that worked out. So we'll get to our Sunday six pack as well, which is not really a Sunday six pack. It's a,
you didn't take the points last week.
Yes, I did.
You said the Patriots would win by 10.
What was the line on
nine
that?
And
game?
A half. You
oh,
lose.
Is that what it was? I did lose.
So
then.
Stop ripping forget, Jeff. By the way, did you cut Jeff off before he got his little sounder? Oh, that's effed up. He didn't get to use his sounder.
Heavens to Betsy.
Wow.
I'm
the guy, you give
that,
the guy Jeff. The control of the callers and just the power goes to his head. He thinks he made picks last week. He didn't. He's cutting off longtime callers.
I thought I had taken the Bills last week.
Well, you know,
I forget
that's
my
funny
picks already.
Yeah, it's funny. It conveniently.
Well, I have the records.
Conveniently, you.
I have
forgot.
The records. 3-3, which was better than your 2-4, Andy.
Yes, but I know what I picked, and I stick with what I picked. I don't have to change it to try to make myself feel better in my own mind.
855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500 is the telephone number. Send in your emails, webradio@patriots.com. That's where you can get to us during the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We talked last week to a gentleman in Australia, correct?
Did I?
You learned that Foster's was not an Australian bear. I don't know what happened there.
They didn't really care for it. They like Vic Bick or something like that.
Black
so,
Vic
Victorian or, Bitters or something.
Yeah, Victorian Bitters.
Yeah, we got a email here from Australia.
G'day.
You want to get educated on Australia again?
Yeah.
It says, hi guys, Kai from Australia here.
Hi, guy.
Kai. K-Y.
Now, is that a jelly?
No, it's a name.
Is that a boy's name or a girl's name?
I'm not sure. This week you read an email from Australia where the term sookie was used in reference to Tom. I don't know who Tom is.
Brady.
Oh, he's talking
you
about
might have
Tom.
Heard of him. He's the franchise quarterback.
Well, I don't know if there was some other Tom you were talking about.
And I believe I reacted by saying sookie, sookie, faidala.
Over here, the term sook refers to a crying like a little girl or being moody when things don't go your way. It's another way of saying someone is soft. So if you're acting like a sook, you are being a sookie.
Well, I actually agree that sometimes Tom Brady is a sookie on the field, but I don't think he's soft. I think he's a little baby. I think sometimes when people get close to his knees, he kind of calls for a flag and he kind of, you know, he slides and tries to kick a player and does some things that I think are a little sookie-ish. But he's not soft.
Yeah, let's get to the football matters here in this email from Australia. I have more of an observation than a question. With the lack of proven weapons for Brady hurting this team, I believe that the next few weeks will help mold the character of this team. Extra pressure on the defense to perform with the offense, unable to bail them out, and being forced to fight for everything instead of the normal blowouts will either make the team mentally tougher or break them. I hope it's the latter, as I have had questions about our toughness for the last 5 years. Yes, we run the ball on paper, but there is running the ball and running the ball when the opposition knows it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I have had doubts about if they can run effectively when they have to. I will feel a lot better about this team's chances of winning another Super Bowl if they can take the ball and jam it down the Jets' throats. Thanks for all your work. You guys do an amazing job, as always. Bleep the Jets from Kai. Now, that's an interesting point about the balance of offense versus defense in this game tonight and beyond the next few weeks as they deal with the loss of Danny Amendola. Can the defense really prove something to us in these games?
And they're certainly not just along for the ride this year. They're certainly going to be needed more often than they have in the recent past. And I actually found, just talking about overall team toughness, fight, mental makeup, I thought it was interesting that Brady, who has openly said in the past, talked about, you know, finding out who we are as a football team. And Wilfork has done this, you know, when the rubber meets the road, what kind of a football team are we? Last week he said, I know we're going to fight to the end. We may have some ugly games. We may need to fight to the end, but I know we're going to fight to the end. And I don't know if it was just he kind of fell into that phraseology or if he really believes or thinks this team has some sort of a fight that he likes. And, you know, maybe it's the youth, maybe it's the new guys, whatever it is. maybe he has an early vibe that this team will fight to the end, even if it may not be as talented and explosive as it's been in recent years. But I think the idea of the team's mental breakup being makeup being more important, when you're not as good, that's true. You know, when you're not going to score 38 points, you're going to need a little fight in the dog, so to speak.
855-PATS-500 is the telephone number on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, who's stepped out for the moment, but he'll be back with us in just a few minutes. Want to let you know that Eric Allen of NewYorkJets.com will be joining us at 6:30. He'll be coming downstairs, we hope, to...
Oh, fellow dot-commer, I like it.
Talk a little bit of Jets football, where there is all kinds of stories going on that side of things. Most of it off the field. Mark Sanchez, with his current situation and his current injury, dealing with...
He's either out for the back or not, for the year or not. He'll be back soon. I mean... It's all over the place. He's going to rehab it. His career's done there.
He's fighting what seems like the inevitable.
Right.
Like, he's fighting the reports. He's fighting those that are reporting on his injury. And we'll get to all of that coming up with Eric Allen of NewYorkJets.com. One thing we'll also talk to Eric about is this tonight could potentially be the last time Rex Ryan comes to Gillette as the head coach of the New York Jets.
I think there's a better than 50-50 shot that's the case. I think he has to make the playoffs to keep his job, personally. I think he's out unless he can somehow win himself back in. And I think that's common with new GMs. They want to bring in their guy, and unless the guy that's there is really good, he's out.
Get some more emails coming in, webradio@patriots.com. And again, we have open lines for you at 855-PATS-500 if you do want to call in. Mike writes in, how concerned should I be that they are looking into other receivers? This email, of course, based on reports this week, Andy, that the Patriots were one of six teams to contact Brandon Lloyd and make an offer for him to return to the NFL. Does that concern you?
First of all, I'd have no interest in Brandon Lloyd. I take the report with a grain of salt because it comes from Pro Football Talk and they're wrong a lot. And I also take it with a grain of salt because I think there's varying degrees of, you know, looked into Brandon Lloyd. And the example, Paul and I were talking about this off air. The example I gave is, we know Josh McDaniels has some sort of a relationship with Brandon Lloyd. And that goes back a few years in a few different places. Maybe Josh McDaniels called Brandon Lloyd personally and just said, you know, how you doing? You think you're going to play this year? And the agent takes that and runs with it and says, well, the Patriots even called to see, you know, to check in. Well, yeah, that may be true. That doesn't mean the Patriots necessarily wanted to bring him back. So I'm a little dubious about that report, that they cut him in the spring to go young and rookie and all this, and now have decided that they need him back. There was a reason you got rid of him. You didn't like him for a reason, and that reason still exists, right? I mean, and you still have the three young rookies. It's not like they're all out of the picture and it's like scramble for anybody who can catch a ball. It hasn't reached that point.
Let's go to the phone lines on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We'll start with Josh. He's in Worcester tonight. Hi, Josh. Yo, Josh.
Hey.
What do you got?
They don't ever use Matthew Slater for a wide receiver. I know he can run and he can catch.
He has one career catch, and he does not catch very well. He's not a polished receiver or route runner. He's just a deep guy who every once in a while they use in that role to just run deep and scare somebody.
All right. Well, I say put him in. Try him out.
Well, if we're going to just go for home runs, I'd rather see Boyce do it. He's as fast, if not faster, than Matthew Slater, and was a far more productive receiver in college and has done more already in training camp, I think, to earn those opportunities. If we're going to just take home run shots, I'd go home runs with Boyce.
Josh, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. You just really ruined his night. He sounds so disappointed.
I mean, did he not know that he had one career catch? Although he did have a catch in the Pro Bowl.
He was disappointed to find out about it.
It was a big catch.
If he didn't know, he doesn't appreciate knowing now.
And he's not the only one. John Gruden in the game a couple years ago they did here said, you know, Matthew Slater on the field, you better get deep because you know he's going deep. And I'm like, he's never on the field. He's not a real receiver. What are you talking about, Gruden? I thought you studied tape all the time.
Dave's in Connecticut. He's up next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to give you a Bobby Boucher. Let's play some foosball tonight. And question for you. Is Dobson suited enough tonight?
We don't know officially yet. He certainly sounded like a guy that was getting ready to suit up this week, but as Paul mentioned earlier, he kind of sounded like that last week, too.
So the hamstring still might be an issue with him?
Yeah, he's still listed as questionable with the hamstring. He's still limited in the quote-unquote walkthroughs during the week. My gut tells me he will be suiting up and making his NFL debut tonight.
And I think if we're going to win this game, I think we really need to be able to run the ball. You know, and I still believe in Vereen. He's got to hang on to the ball.
Ridley, you mean?
I mean, yeah, Ridley. I mean, you know, he's just going to hang on to the ball. And hopefully Washington can help out a little bit if he's going to play. He's another question mark, correct?
Yep. Yep, he's got a thigh injury. He's questionable.
And Blunt's questionable as well, isn't he?
Yep. He's no, he is so not. Bolden is.
We're pretty banged up. I mean, I think this is, you know, it's going to be a tough game. It's a winnable game for us, I think, you know. But it's going to be a tough game, and I think it's going to, like a couple callers said before, it's going to really be in the hands of the defense. The, you know, Chandler Jones, you know, needs a big game. You know, it just, I think Arrington was all over the field in Buffalo. If he can produce like that again, you know, I think we'll be all right. You know, hey, if we win by 1 point, it's win. We're 2-0, 2-0 in the division, and we're in pretty good shape.
I agree.
Go Pats, and let's get that win today.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call. Appreciate you checking in here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We're getting ready for Patriots-Jets tonight at Gillette Stadium, coming to you live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. That phone number for you, the Ace Ticket Hotline, 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. We were talking about the weather earlier.
Yes.
Got a tweet here on Twitter. Again, use that hashtag, PPGS. I swear on my unborn children, I'm going to go buck wild tonight if my electricity goes out during the game.
That's true.
That is true.
I'll also tell you, I'm going to go buck wild if there's a lightning delay and I'm here like an extra 45 minutes or something. Nothing kills a game.
You get something planned in the middle of the night for those 45 minutes?
Sleep.
That's overrated.
I'd like to get to my sleep.
Overrated, Andy.
Here's where all the people in Europe and elsewhere are going to bitch. Yeah, your game starts at 8. Over here, it starts at 2 a.m. I know. I feel for you people. I really do. I agree with Dave. Was it Dave from Worcester? I agree with him on the...
Dave in Connecticut.
Connecticut. Ridley. I think he has to come back this week. You know, there was the question of, is he in the doghouse? Will he? I think he has to come back, get the opportunities, and that might be good for him. You know, I think on some level, it's not necessarily good to sit a week or, you know, question what's my role going to be. I think it'd be good for him mentally and physically to probably just get right back out there and carry the ball. And, you know, remember, I'm a 1,200-yard back. I'm not an inept fumbler.
I'm going to tell you this. If he does fumble in this game tonight,
what you're going to call him a bad word.
What I don't want to see is him working out his shoulder.
Like he had an injury.
Like
he was on the injury
shoulder.
Report with a shoulder
Ridiculous.
Injury.
Ridiculous.
He was on the
Ridiculous.
Injury report with a shoulder injury. So
working
you're calling
out,
the injury
like,
report
oh, it's the
a liar.
Shoulder. Oh, the shoulder caused
If he doesn't, I will.
No excuses. No excuses.
That bothers
I'll tell you
me.
What. His handling of his post-game interview, though, was...
Home run.
Hit it right out of the park.
And he is a very stand-up guy. He has been since the day he got here. And he's dealt with this issue at various points along the way. And he's been head-on with all of it. I give guys credit for that because there are a lot of guys that have come through here, some of them notable guys, who don't do that. You know, Matt Light, you know, is a guy that would never talk after Jason Taylor bitch slapped him. He would just run out. You'd never see him in the locker room. I give credit to guys who screw up, have problems, and just take it head on.
Here's another email. We just talked about Brandon Lloyd and the possibility or whatever the interest level may be, and if that concerns you. Deion Branch, email from Tony B. Subject line, Deion Branch, open the email. It says, call him.
Why?
That would be my question.
I mean,
as
what
well.
Are you going to get out of it? He's a nice guy. He'd be great in the locker room. He might be able to tutor Josh Boyce and Aaron Dobson on some things.
I could talk to him a little bit about
you.
Teddy Bridgewater, like
sure,
I did last year
sure.
every day.
But can he get open and help you? I don't really believe he can at this point.
Yeah, I'm probably at or near the top of the Deion Branch fan club list, but I kind of agree with Beadle and Andy. I don't think that he offers you much more than what you already have right now.
It's over for him. I mean, I don't think Deion Branch's days in the NFL are over.
And they should be. I mean, you've committed to, as Bill called it, a redo at receiver, right? And you drafted these guys and brought these guys in, and you have three rookies on your roster. To pull the plug in week one is
I just think
strange.
He can't do it anymore if we're talking
but even
specifically
if he could,
about that player.
You're setting yourself back. You've committed to the young guys. You need the young guys. You know Deion Branch is not going to win you a Super Bowl.
But if right, okay.
Maybe Boyce and Dobson
totally,
can.
Not
Maybe
even
they
close.
Can be good later in the year.
But if you're just talking about any veteran wide receiver, I would disagree with you. If there was a wide receiver
Who?
That I've said if there was, if it was Brandon Lloyd, if you gave me the option of Brandon Lloyd.
Take your Brandon Lloyd and stick it.
Over the current guys that they have?
I would take the current guys.
I would take Brandon Lloyd.
I don't need a guy who's tearing down a team that's not that talented.
I don't like Brandon Lloyd.
I would take Lloyd. Just solely based on what he does on the field.
And what is that? Never made a play. Ever.
He was productive.
Never made a play.
He made a play when they were down 28 one game.
Yeah. Made some plays.
When? List them off. Rattle them off, please.
Production.
Rattle them off.
That they
you need, see,
will not
numbers are not necessarily production. Producing is not necessarily numbers. There's a difference.
855
Tony Bantakane once had 10 sacks. He wasn't a 10-sack guy. But just because Brandon Lloyd had 900 yards and 75 catches, he wasn't producing.
So stats don't mean anything?
I didn't say that, but not all stats mean something. He was not producing.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number. If you want to jump on board, send emails, webradio at
patriots.com. And that's why they hate him.
And we're going to be talking with Eric Allen of NewYorkJets.com. That's coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart, only on the Patriots Facebook page.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether the sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today. You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
Welcome back to Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand, Annie Hart, Paul Perillo. Coming to you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. We now go behind enemy lines, and joining us in studio, it's always nice to have the guest in the actual studio with us, is Eric Allen of NewYorkJets.com. Hi, Eric.
Good to be here. Finally.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you. There's a lot of news out there today related to Mark Sanchez. And this is not even related to tonight's game. But what is the situation there in terms of the relationship? Where is that at between Sanchez and the New York Jets?
Well, that's the key. You said the first thing you said there was it doesn't relate to tonight's game. We're going to be talking about Mark Sanchez because Rich Eisen went on Twitter, said that Mark Sanchez told him that he won the competition and there was no doubt about it. And everybody's talking about that in the press room, and you guys know that. But with that being said, the Jets have continued to state publicly Mark Sanchez has a shoulder injury day to day. He was going to go get a second opinion. Apparently he did. And apparently he talked to Rich Eisen, and we're all finding this out right now. Now we'll have to see what the Jets say post-game, because Rex Ryan will be obviously asked about that at his news conference.
Right. Turning the page to the game tonight, and obviously that means Geno Smith is the quarterback for the Jets. What did you see from him last week that you liked and that you didn't like that made him look like a rookie quarterback?
Well, what I didn't like was the two early turnovers. You don't want to see that. And the Jets could really build themselves a hole if you're going to do this. And Tom Brady's building tonight, guys. But he finished last week 17 of his last 22 with a quarterback rating of 113.4. And he also led the Jets in rushing. We know he played that shotgun spread at West Virginia. You didn't see him run a lot.
Right.
But last week, when it was there, he took his chances, and he made a real heady play in that final drive, not only hitting Colin Winslow for 25, but getting out of bounds on that last carry. Yeah, I know a lot of people are going to say, good fortune there, Lavonte David comes in and hits him late. But he had the presence of mind to get out of bounds. Jets didn't have any timeouts there. He was calm, poised, collective after a tough start, and he seemed to ease himself into the game. And I really liked the way he drove them down the field late to win. So the Jets are 1-0, and I think it was a decent start for the rookie quarterback. He led the Jets in rushing and passing. That's the first time, guys, that has happened since 1999 and Ray Lucas.
I wanted to ask you something about him a little bit off the field, because there was some stuff in the pre-draft process that wasn't as flattering about his leadership, about his ability to read defenses. What kind of quarterback, what kind of person have you sort of noticed in your limited interaction? I know that he hasn't been there that long, but
yeah.
Eric, you know, how do you feel he is, you know, personally, and is he a leader? Can he be the guy?
I think he does have the ability to be the guy. He's an intelligent guy. He loves football. Marty Morningwig was a great hire for the Jets in the offseason.
Better than Tony Sperano?
Listen, Marty Morningwig told me that this guy, for a young quarterback, was an uncanny decision maker. And I know there was a lot of talk about Geno in the draft leading up to the draft, because we all thought he might have been the number one pick or top 10. So when he's sitting there number 39 overall, the Jets take him. What I liked, what I saw out of Geno in training camp, guys, was he suffered the ankle injury against the Detroit Lions, but he battled through. And I think that showed some leadership. And the guys on the field, respect that. He got the mental reps. He went out there, and he had a couple of tough practices, including one where he threw like five interceptions. He struggled against the Giants in the third preseason game, but nothing seemed to really rattle him, and I think the guys really respected him for that. So we'll have to see what happens tonight. This is his first road game. This is a different animal, guys. You know that. Gillette Stadium, Tom Brady and company. It's a big test.
Obviously, some of the talk this week has been about the Patriots and their lack of weapons on offense, but you look at this Jets offense, beyond Geno Smith, they're trying to figure out who the weapons are. You mentioned in the backfield, he was the leading rusher. Can they get some help from the running backs there? A guy I kind of liked coming out, and I'm intrigued by, is Stephen Hill. Is he ready to be an impact playmaker? Because you look at last week, I think he averaged 6 yards a catch. He should be a guy, it seems like, making some plays down the field and should have a higher yards per catch. So where is Stephen Hill, and how does he fit with the other weapons on the offense?
He came from that option attack at Georgia Tech, a second-round pick, like you said, 6'4", 215 pounds, runs a sub-4.440. But you knew he was going to struggle in his first year because the routes are different at the right. NFL level, and people are pressing you. So he had to make big-time adjustments. I think he is going to be better in his second year. How much of a jump he makes, we'll have to see. The two guys that I really want to see something from tonight are Kellen Winslow, who had 7 catches, and he was with you guys here last year.
Short time.
Yeah, really short
about
time.
About half a cup of coffee.
And then Santonio Holmes. I know a lot of folks are saying, well, is Santonio back or not? Well, guys, his play count was limited last week, and he was also seeing a lot of number 24, Darrell Revis. I think if number 10, number 81 gives the Jets a boost tonight, they could really help Geno Smith, and then maybe they can go up top. But I think Marty Morningweg made a concerted effort last week to protect Geno Smith, max protect at times, and Winslow was a nice safety outlet, but maybe tonight's the week where the Jets can go upfield. I know that the Bills, last week, they didn't really go up top with DJ Manuel against the Patriots.
Nope. I think it cost them the game because I think there were plays to be made. I wanted to switch gears a little bit and go to the defense because I think, you know, I'm not sure this is a 2010 Jets defense with Rex Ryan, but it's pretty good. There's some pretty good talent, especially up front. What have you seen from the kid? You know, Wilkerson's a guy that Andy and I loved coming out of college, and he hasn't disappointed. Richardson, is he fitting in with him? What kind of front seven do the Jets have?
I would say, guys, one of the best players on the field in the summer, when you're looking at offense, defense, special teams, was Sheldon Richardson. Everybody knocked that pick. The Jets go and take defensive tackle, who's more of a 4-3 fit. That's what everybody said, right, when the Jets take him. Well, he's been outstanding. He led the team in tackles last week with 7. You pair him up with Muhammad Wilkerson, who's receiving those constant double-team attention. Maybe sometimes he's seeing 3 guys up there blocking. You pair those guys together. Quentin Copels is not going to be here tonight, but that's going to help their pass rush as well. You got Kenrick Ellis, and one of the most improved players in the defensive line is Damon Harrison, an undrafted free agent who's really a big load. When you look at this game, guys, I like both front sevens.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen here tonight? The Jets did a great job against Doug Martin last week. Will they be able to do that tonight in Gillette Stadium against Stephen Ridley, because we're going to be seeing a lot of Ridley, I would anticipate.
I would think so, given some of the other issues on the offense. But the Patriots are going to throw the ball. It's Tom Brady. He's going to throw it to somebody. We'll find out who in a couple hours. What does Dee Milliner look like back there? How is that secondary kind of coming together in the post-Revis era here?
Yeah, it's interesting. The Jets have always said they got 2 number 1 cornerbacks. So when Revis left, you still had Antonio Cromartie. Now, Dee Milliner was a little bit banged up in the preseason. He only appeared in 2 preseason games. He missed the final 2 preseason games. Last week, there were some ups and downs. What you really want to see from the Jets cornerbacks, I think, especially against these Patriot receivers, is they got to be physical. They got to press up. Vincent Jackson's a good player, and he had some big-time stats against the Jets in week 1. Jets got to try to be physical with these guys, reroute them, and disrupt Brady. Milliner, work in progress. That's what I would say right now with him. But you got Cromartie on the other side. And what's going to happen if Edelman's in the slot? One guy to keep your eye on tonight, I'd say, is Isaiah Trufant, because Trufant was a guy the Jets always used against Wes Welker when he was here. And now it looks like Danny Amendola is probably down tonight. That's right. What the word is.
Yep.
I would expect Trufant's going to have a big role tonight.
So Trufant maybe on Edelman instead of Kyle Wilson?
Yeah, I could see that. I definitely could see that. I think, the thing what the Jets like about Wilson is his versatility. They can use him in the slot, but they can also use him at safety. I got to imagine, guys, you know this. The Jets are going to be playing a lot of nickel and dime mm-hmm. tonight because the Patriots, I think, even though Brady's going to switch some things up at the line, I think they're going to come out throwing the football.
Well, two quick things based on that. First, who does Cromartie take? And second, do you have faith that the Jets can stop the run if they're in those nickel and dime packages? Because that's been a problem at times for opposing defenses against the Patriots.
And that's the unknown tonight as we head into this game. Are the Jets going to be able to stop the run when they do go small? Because the Patriots are going to spread you out, and then they're going to attack you running the football. So we'll have to see what happens. As far as Crow, I don't know. You guys know more about these receivers than I do. I mean, honestly.
We thought we did.
And then we saw last week.
Yeah, right.
We had the preseason, and then we had last week, and those weren't the same.
So you look at these guys, and they're new to everybody, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So is Crow going to stick with one of them? I don't know.
Probably not would be my guess.
I would say that.
I don't think this is a matchup type game. I think both sides are going to have moving parts, and that's that chess match, Belichick, Rex Ryan, Brady, Rex Ryan. How does that all sort of unfold? I think that's going to be the story of the game. I think there's going to be a lot of, oh, yeah, and they did that, and then they did that, you know, just sort of reacting to each other.
The Jets have to play at least even in the turnover battle. I know we say that every week. Right. Everybody talks about turnovers every week. But for an offense that is still learning its way with a rookie quarterback in New England opening night, they cannot turn the football over, bottom line. And then I think the defense could be all right, and we could see a low-scoring game. It really could happen. I know Pats fans are probably sitting there on Cover Alive saying, E. Allen doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, but I think it could be a low-scoring game.
They're worried. Yeah. They are worried after week one that it could be a low-scoring game. Yeah. You know, there are some people that I think our boss this week joked it's going to be 6-3 or something.
Yeah. No.
There are some people, including our own bosses,
at about 8 o'clock Sunday night, our boss was beside himself. He sort of rallied. He rallied as the week went on. He's okay now.
We're not used to opening day scares in Buffalo and late-minute field goals. And usually Brady opening day is like 38 points, a 120 passer rating, and when they don't see that, they start to get nervous.
And who do you guys think has the advantage as far as the Patriots lined up against a Rex Ryan disciple last week and Mike Pettine? So Rex Ryan has that film, but Tom Brady also has that film as a nice warm-up. I know Brady, 17-4 all-time against the Jets. Pats fans got to love that stat. But who do you think has the advantage when you look at what happened last week in Buffalo?
Who are the weapons going to be? I don't think Tom Brady knows what he has right now. And, he threw the ball 14 times to Kenbrell Tompkins for 4 completions. You know, that's a bad sign. In other years, with other young receivers, that guy would have been pushed off to the side and the offense would have kept moving without him. Brady can't do that this year. He doesn't have the weapons to do that. The only guy he knows is Julian Edelman. The other guys are an unknown to us, are an unknown to him. And he's been open and honest about that, Brady. He used, like you said, the work in progress word with this offense. So, yeah, normally I would give Brady the advantage. That was a tune-up last week for this week. He doesn't know what he's working with. So I think it might be a wash. And I think the other comparison would be the Patriots' defense against DJ Manuel, a rookie athletic quarterback, not a runner, but a guy who can run, prepping for Geno Smith. Does that give them an advantage on a short week, maybe a similar type of game plan? I don't know how any of that plays out because I don't have a feel for this football team yet. I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what these Patriots are right now.
And you mentioned the 4 losses that Brady has against the Jets. 3 of them are against Rex.
That's right.
And I think that one thing that gives Rex a little bit of an edge over some other guys is he's like Belichick. He's a game plan guy. He's not going to give you the same thing every time. I think when you do that to Tom Brady, it's a recipe for disaster. And I think that's why there have been times where the Jets have been successful. Even the game last year, the 29-26 game, you might look at it and say, well, they scored 29 points. Well, that was low for them last year. They needed overtime to get to 26. They needed a last-second field goal. To get to 29. They needed a last-second field goal to get it to overtime to 26. Not too many teams had 23 points. The Patriots limited to 23 that late in the game, and I think that's because that Ryan is a game plan guy like Belichick, and sometimes they don't guess right what Rex is going to do, and we'll find out a few hours, what the guess is this week.
Yeah, and you guys mentioned Stephen Hill before. He said he didn't talk much about last year's game at Gillette Stadium, but I'm sure he wants to prove a point tonight because if he makes that catch in the fourth quarter, do the Jets come out with the victory? Sure look that way.
Right.
You got a pick for this game?
Low scoring. That's what I'm staying with. It's a low scoring guy. Come on now. Come
give
on
us
now.
A score.
Sorry, you guys just told me we sat here for 20 minutes and you told me you don't have a read on the Patriots. I'm just telling you it's going to be a low scoring game. How about that one?
Yeah, but we still make ill-advised picks.
And 100% rain in the second half.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's an update over weather.com because they don't know what they're doing over there.
0%. Eric Allen of NewYorkJets.com joining us here behind enemy lines. Eric, thanks for coming down. We really appreciate it.
Awesome, guys. Good being with you.
It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We'll get back to your calls, your emails, your tweets, all the above. That's coming up next.
More hard-hitting facts and analysis coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down. 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Breaking news, breaking news, breaking news.
Mark Bertrand, Paul
breaking
Perillo,
news, breaking news, breaking news.
Andy Hart, coming to you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios. We'll go to the Pulse Center in just a moment.
Breaking news,
with
breaking
Darren.
News, breaking news.
And apparently, Andy has some breaking news.
I have the inactives for the Patriots. Brandon Bolden, Danny Amendola, Will Svitek, Steve Boharness, Rob Gronkowski, Zach Sudfeld, and the newly added Chris Jones are your inactives.
No surprises there.
So Dobson, active. Washington, active. Anybody else of interest?
I don't know. Brady's active. That's the only one of interest to me.
Tom Brady's active, yeah.
That's true. So, no Zach Sudfeld, no Danny Amendola, as expected.
And that concludes our breaking news here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots.
So I had the inactives. I thought we had to go to them quick.
Mildly interesting in that group is Bolden. I think, because I feel like if disaster strikes and...
Brady gets hurt?
No, you get another fumble from Ridley, Beatles' favorite guy. Bolden would have been another guy to go to. Now you're sort of limited a little bit with a one-dimensional guy in Blunt, who's probably not going to give you much in the passing game.
Good news is
Washington,
he won't have to return
kicks,
too.
He's probably not going to give you a lot in the running game. I told you, you can't take it personal. It's going to happen to everybody.
Anyway, email webradio@patriots.com.
We know.
Put your tweets out there at #PPGS as well. We got a lot of emails coming in. One from Zach.
Sudfeld?
This is going to be a theme here.
Zach, playing tonight.
Zach Morrison.
Zach Morris.
The guy on Saved by the Bell?
No, not that Zach. Hi, guys. If you want to know some Australian beers, this is for you, Andy. VB is Victorian bitter.
That's what the guy said on the phone.
Han. Tui's, which is every man's beer.
Tui's?
Tui's is the name of it.
With the two-letter E?
No.
Like T-O something?
T-O-O-H-E-Y-S.
Okay.
XXX 4X's gold, which is the Queenslander's choice.
Quad Eskies is so much better than Dos Eskies.
And that's what you've got. That's what you've got. That's from Isaac coming to us with an email today.
So he makes fun of me for getting to breaking news, but he has to read the email about what kind of beer I can drink if I ever go to Australia.
Just want to let you know about that.
Quad Eskies.
Quad Eskies. Tweets coming in. Make sure you put your hashtag on them. Hashtag PPGS. One coming in from Mole. Mole tweeting, my first game at Gillette Stadium tonight. Let's be loud and crush the Jets.
And not have a lightning delay.
Here's
or strike.
Yeah.
Strike would probably be higher on that list than delay. Let me reorder those.
Thomas writes in, Thomas from Baltimore. Guys, everybody is so worried about the offense. We had a great offense the last couple of years. And what has been the result? Zero championships. I'm more concerned about the offense. No pass rush against the Bills. I think he means defense there.
I think he does.
Yeah, you could have helped him out, Fred.
Yeah, you don't have to read it literally.
What are we going to do against the Broncos? Please assure me that we have a championship-caliber defense.
I cannot assure you of that. I have not yet seen that.
Nor can I.
And here's the thing. Tonight against the Jets, as much as the defense can help the team win and can prove something in terms of the balance on this team, is this defense really going to be able to prove anything in terms of their growth or their improvement?
That's coming down the road.
The New York Jets?
Week 4, week 5, week 6 when you play real teams.
It doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen against the New York Jets because I don't think
they don't have any weapons.
The New York Jets have much going for them offensively. Let's go to the Poll Center with Darren. Again, you want to get on the Patriots Facebook page to answer those polls, facebook.com/New England Patriots. Darren, what do we got?
All right, the new poll is up. How many points will the Patriots offense score tonight?
Ooh, you going to give me options?
Yeah, I'll give you options.
Okay.
Less than 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, 30 or more.
20 to 30 is the answer.
I would agree with that.
That would be my answer.
Less than 10 would be concerning.
you guys are all correct, according to the polls. 65% voting 20 to 30.
What's number two? I'm interested in this.
10 to 20, 17%.
Fans are a little worried.
4% less than 10.
How many percent more than 30?
13.
Really? Homers.
Yeah.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number on the Dunkin' Donuts. Patriots pregame social, toll-free, 855-PATS-500. We go back to those phones with your calls. Olivier in Virginia up next. Hi, Olivier.
Do your job.
Yes.
Who are you saying that to tonight, though?
Never to you guys, because you guys always do yours, and you are the representation of perfection in the sports journalistic world.
I agree.
Am I clear?
Yes, you are crystal clear, and I agree 100% with your assessment.
You deserve. This is for Fetch Curse, if he's listening.
He's
not.
You
guys deserve a raise.
He's not, because he's unveiling his new Game Day Live app tonight with its bathroom line monitoring technology that'll tell people how long the wait is to go to the bathroom nearest their section.
He's a little on edge.
Yeah, he's been running around the stadium all day, scrambling cameras, web stuff, geek stuff. I'm worried about him tonight.
It's a great app, though. I think he's behaving like a true homer.
He is. Although if we're going to give you a little sneak peek, he seems a little worried about his team right now. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not sure he's...
I'm very worried, too. That's why I drink before games, so I drink to forget.
Me, too. Oh, did I just say that?
And listening to what Paul was saying, it's going to be a long year.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that it's going to be a long year. We don't know anything. We know that...
Year.
Did I say?
You have been drinking, haven't you?
I haven't, but... You know,
we had 1 week.
Sense of humor as you do, Andy.
It didn't look pretty. It was 1 week. I mean, literally, there is a chance. I don't know how big it is. There's a chance they blow the Jets out.
There's a chance?
I'm saying there's a chance they blow the Jets out tonight. I don't think it's a big chance, but there's a chance. And what's everybody going to be saying? Oh, it only took Brady a week to solve that problem. Somebody stepped up.
Let me do it for you right now. Nobody thought they could do it. They somehow found a way to blow the Jets out. No one thought this could happen, despite the fact that they're two touchdown favorites.
At this point, I'm happy if we have a win. And I'm happy if we can actually build on what happened last week, considering all of the injuries that we have. I think that, you know, that's all we can hope for going forward in the season.
I agree. I'm going to ask a negative question right now. What would the worst thing, not losing or Brady getting hurt, but what would the worst thing be building off of last week? Is it worse if Tompkins looks the same, crappy? Is it worse if Ridley sucks and or fumbles? You know, what would the worst sort of carryover from last week be?
The worst thing for me tonight that could happen would be the Jets moving the ball up and down the field at will. than scoring a lot of points and beating you that way.
But in terms of a carryover?
Because offensively, a lot of people sort of think that there might be a struggle tonight. You might be in the 20s. It might take time to get Brady up to speed with Tompkins and Dobson, and it's going to take some time. You know, Gronk is coming back in a couple of weeks. I think people think the offense isn't done. If the defense allows a bad offense like New York's to push it around and put up a lot
of
points,
that
would be the worst thing that could happen.
I agree with you that I think that's the worst possible thing that can happen in this game tonight, but if you were specifically talking
about... Yeah, I was
looking
more of like a carryover.
Something
negative.
That happened last
something
week that could happen again.
Isn't fixed. Something
I think it's turning the ball over.
Yeah, turnovers I would put in there. I'd also put still no pass rush in there. Because as I wrote on the web, you know, when does Chandler Jones's year two jump start? Do we have to wait till like week four for that, or how does that work when you go through a year two jump?
He's so, the under on the 0.5 sack.
Yes, he got the under on that. We all laughed at it.
Yep.
0.5, we laughed and we lost.
I really won't be laughing if he gets the under on the season total of 6.
I forget what I was going to say. I completely.
This is the professional. This is the guy that's supposed to bring legitimacy and
I was going to just stutter there for a second.
Here.
I said, no, I'm just going to bail. Because
Fred's not going to call me the kingmaker anymore if you continue to do things like that.
Lost my my thought there.
Okay,
so you know what we'll do? I'm going to think about that. We're going to go to the phones.
Okay, that's good.
Joe Kim's calling us all the way from Sweden.
Nice.
Tonight. Joe Kim.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
I know my English isn't that good, but Andy, do I sound like a Swedish chef?
No,
no, it's just what I do.
I'm going to tell Andy to shut up, okay. Just as I promised you.
I just stereotype. It's why I asked the guy.
I thought it was funny as well.
Okay, good. Well, then you won't have a problem. Yeah. Flugen, 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 town.
Bork, bork, bork.
All right, what do you got for the Patriot? What time? First of all, this is a late one for you.
Yeah, it's pretty late. Just got home from the gym, so. You know,
me too.
Sacrifice to win, I guess.
I hear you. So you're staying up for the whole game tonight?
Obviously. It's like the game starts at 2, I think. Ooh. And I guess I can sleep a little bit longer tomorrow.
I hear you, bro. Now, are you concerned? Are global Patriots fans as reactionary and as concerned as local Patriots fans?
No, I don't think so. Maybe because we don't follow the Patriots so hard. Or not so hard, but like in the media and stuff. We don't have papers and all that, but I do have Twitter, but well, I'm not so worried.
So you think they're gonna blow the Jets out tonight?
No.
Mark Sanchez is warming up left handed. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I gotta go and eat some. Do you think the defense will play more aggressively and blitz more?
Nope.
Because they played a lot of nickel against the Bills.
Yeah, I don't know that you'll see as much nickel, but I don't think you'll see any more aggression necessarily.
I actually do.
Containment.
It's all about Fred Kirsch's contained pass
rush. I do
rush.
Think they'll be a little bit more blitzing because, A, I think the Jets are going to throw the ball more often than Buffalo did, and B, I don't think there's really much of a threat of getting burned by it. I don't think the Jets have great weapons to really make you pay.
Naive.
So I do think they're going to be a little bit more aggressive getting after Geno Smith.
All right, Joe Kim, thanks for the call.
So Mark Sanchez just pulled a...
He literally is... That was not a joke. He is warming up left-handed on
no,
the
I know. So he pulled a... Who's that guy in The Princess Bride? Ha-ha, the joke's on you. I am not right-handed. And he starts throwing left-handed and turns around his career here.
Okay.
Tebow should do that, too. Start throwing right-handed.
I'm convinced that he's really right.
Should have some kind of test. Make sure.
Yeah, they've been asleep at the combine. The first question should be, are you right or left-handed?
Have some sort of
he
test.
He doesn't look terrible, by the way. Doesn't look as bad as I would if I went out there and threw left-handed.
I got to tell you, there are a lot of fans in Australia that follow the Patriots because we continue to get flooded
with
emails
under.
From Australia.
You'd be surprised how big we are globally. When we went to England for the London game, we were running into fans in Heathrow Airport, and I don't know if you know, that's a pretty big airport. It's not like it was just Patriots fans. We're big globally. You need to pay attention.
We definitely, well, no, it's not just big globally. I understand that. I just didn't realize how concentrated the international fan base was in the country of Australia.
I'm telling you, is this Yan Yankatoob?
Let me get to this email from Adam White, who writes in, G'day.
Adam White.
G'day. G'day from Melbourne.
Top of the morning to you.
Mark, Andy, and Paul, love the pregame social. The listeners are right. Nobody drinks Foster's these days. It's Victorian bitter. But it's way too early for it here. The game starts for us at 10:15 in the morning. in Australia as they get ready for tonight's game between the Patriots and Jets. A couple of questions here. Let's get to some of the key ones. Will Dobson play a key role tonight for the receiving core?
I don't know.
You have no prediction?
I don't predict that he will play.
I don't think any of
role.
Us know. I mean,
I don't think he'll have a key role.
I don't
think
he will either.
Be out there and he may do something, but I don't think he'll have a key role.
Yeah, I would be surprised if he was a huge part of this. Now,
see,
maybe,
I wouldn't be.
Maybe he makes.
I wouldn't be stunned if he catches zero or if he catches seven.
I'd be stunned if he caught
seven. I would be very surprised.
I think clearly, no feel for this offense right
now. I think clearly he is, behind the other guys. I think that he sounded like a guy who was expecting to play and wasn't expecting to be inactive in the first game. So I'm not sure how much the hamstring had to do with that. I don't know what the reason is. I thought that all three of those guys had points in time during the summer where they looked good. Tompkins, Dobson, Boyce. For whatever reason, it would appear that Dobson is lagging behind right now. But I would be stunned if he had a huge game. Now, I expect him to be out there a little bit and maybe get an opportunity or two to contribute. But seven, you said surprised at seven. I'd not be surprised at seven. I would be.
See,
I'd be very surprised.
The way I look at it is my guess is Tom Brady's going to complete 20-something passes, right?
Oh, yeah.
So no. I'm using the Paul Perillo theory. Somebody has to catch 20-something passes. You know, Julian Edelman's not catching 17 passes, in my opinion. He's not, like,
no,
setting new franchise
records.
But he
could catch 10.
Yeah, in
he
that
could,
range.
I mean, he could
so
catch
there's still
10.
16 that I got to spread out between other guys.
And I think instead of four for Tompkins, he probably catches eight tonight because he's... Because
they're throwing it to him 38 times.
Maybe. Maybe. That would surprise you if he caught eight. That
absolutely
would surprise you.
Nothing with the rookie receivers would surprise me.
Yeah,
Boyce would actually surprise me the most if he came out and caught seven passes. I don't think that's going to happen.
I would be surprised if Boyce or Dobson had high volume catches. I would be. I don't look at either one of those guys.
So we need 10 from Tompkins, 10 from Amendola, and a couple out of the backfield, and we'll get Brady to 20.
You got Washington, you got Hooman. I mean, there's other guys that can catch them.
Hooman's going to get his four catches.
He's going to get his big day.
He's going to get his four this week. I said four last week. He's going to get his four.
You were a little shy.
You can rattle off any of those skill position guys. I'd be more surprised if Dobson caught eight than those other guys.
Really? You think Hooman could catch like eight passes?
No, four, he said. I would be less surprised at Hooman catching four than I would Dobson catching seven.
If you want to jump on board, the
sounds like it should have been a poll question.
Phone number is 855.
No, it's an Andy and Paul poll question. No one really cares.
Somebody has to catch passes here because if Brady only completes like 14, that's not good.
855-PATS-500. You want to get Paul going? I got something for you here. If you want to do that. No. Nothing like that. Read him an email from Bill. Bill writes in.
Billy.
Andy, Mark with a C, and Paul. Paul saying with attitude, the fans are setting themselves up for a big victory.
Celebration
As he picks the points, this was more blatant when making the picks on PFW in progress when Andy hemmed and hawed and took the point saying, it'll be close, followed by Paul lambasting the fans, then saying he agrees with Andy.
Saying I think it's going to be close and saying that I think it would be unbelievable if the Patriots won by more than the spread are two entirely different things. That's what Patriots fans are setting themselves up for. The Andy Hart blowout that he says he wouldn't be surprised at. If that happens, to me, it would happen because
Wait, what did I say?
You said you wouldn't be stunned if the Patriots blew him out tonight.
Did you hem and haw?
Didn't
you say that?
Sometimes I hem and haw. Yeah. I won't be surprised at anything.
No, I know.
I have no idea.
No, I don't want to put words in
roll
your mouth.
Roll on that. Kevin, make sure we get that.
I don't want to put
Kevin's
words in your mouth.
Kevin's too busy eating while we're all in here saying, well, I'm hungry.
But I feel the Patriots could easily blow them out tonight because the Jets are that bad offensively that they could go out and score 14 points for the Patriots. They could turn the ball over
plausible.
A couple of times and put points on the board, and before you know it, it's 31-3. I could see that happening.
Of course, the last two times we saw the Patriots play, they turned the ball over a lot, so
exactly.
They could do the same.
So I'm expecting it to be a little bit lower scoring, and I don't think there's any chance the Jets have of winning the game. I said that on Thursday as well. Unless the Patriots turn the ball over at least three times, I don't see the Jets having a chance that Buffalo did. But what I'm feeling in listening to a lot of the talk this week, especially late in this week, is that Patriots fans are saying, boy, what a great win this would be. And they're favored by two touchdowns. I don't feel like this would be one of those games that you're looking at like St. Louis in 2004 when they had no players and they won 41-22. You know, that no one saw that coming. I don't feel like this is one of those. I expect the Patriots win, and so does everybody else. But somehow when they win, I feel like it's going to be blown up. Maybe it's a Mike Felger straw man argument.
Who are you fighting?
It seems like it's going to be blown
us.
Up.
Bill Berry, the emailer.
Just let him go.
Bill, it seems like it's going to be blown up a little bit bigger than...
He and Paul have a little bit of a history.
Well, really? Bill is the world's worst emailer.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to remember that. One of the things we talked about right off the top tonight was the fact that Danny Amendola is not going to be out on the field. And we have an email here from Vishon from New York writing in. And this is in relation to a report that's come out here in the last few minutes, if you want to call it that. Wow, Amendola out for 2 to 6 weeks after playing one game. Wes is probably loving this right now in reference to Wes Welker. Is that a report that he's out 2 to 6 weeks? I mean,
that was reported.
I know it's been reported, but
consider the source.
Not only that kind of range of 2 to 6. I mean, this is 1 week, so he could be back in 2 weeks, or he could be back in what, close to 2 months.
Chris Mortensen, what are we doing? Player.
Chris Mortensen once said that the Vikings were going to fire their coach unless they changed their mind.
I'm going to tell you right now.
That works as reported.
2 to 6 weeks is like saying the Patriots could score anywhere between 10 and 40 points tonight.
2 to 6 weeks is not a report.
I am reporting that.
I'm sorry. I mean, that doesn't give you anything. I might as well say, you know what? He'll be out 3 to 10 weeks, somewhere in that range. What does that give you? It doesn't give you anything. So,
I agree. Why are you yelling at me?
I just, you know, I'm just saying.
You guys are fighting people that aren't in this room.
There's a lot of coverage out there of this report.
Listen to this guy, will you please?
Okay. A lot of coverage of the 2 to 6 weeks, and I say, what does that
Thanks.
Even mean?
Thanks like, for clearing it up.
Great. That really pinpoints
I mean, I knew he wasn't going to play today, right?
Which means he's guaranteed to miss 2 weeks.
Exactly.
The window.
Exactly. So you've told us nothing.
Right.
Because he was already inactive tonight. So basically, that report told us absolutely nothing.
Well, he could be wrong if he misses like 12
listen,
weeks.
Listen, it could end up
I suppose if he misses 7 weeks, then
he's
the
wrong.
Report was wrong.
I would not rule out that it could be 6 weeks, but what's the point of overreacting to it unless there's more specifics to it?
I agree.
Just wait for the specifics. We can wait.
Although
and we may not even get
I suppose if he plays against Tampa Bay, he's wrong too, because then it was only 1 week that he missed.
Well, it's kind of 2 weeks though, because he had two weeks between games.
But he would have only missed 1 week.
Okay, touche.
So, Paul, you know how you were asking me about Belichick's contract?
Yes.
The tweets are now saying that Rappaport, in that interview that you saw, said that his contract was set to expire in 2013 after his 2007 renew. Sources tell Rap Sheet that that's no longer the case. Quote, he'll be coaching here for a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
It's another thing where he didn't really report.
So that's what he was
talking
about.
Yeah. We knew he wasn't a lame duck coach right now. And we knew he was going to be here for a while.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I knew his contract wasn't up after 13.
Right, so.
It was another report
that reported nothing.
I don't know much else about the contract.
NFL Network having a tough night reporting.
Yeah, I mean, they do have the game tonight, so they might want to get their act together before they do that, the game coming on.
At least we know they'll have good actual information to give us at around 8:30, because there'll be the game, and then, you know, that'll be facts that they can't screw up or misreport.
They've got a camera.
Did you ever see any of these productions?
Right. They have to put it on television. Let's go back to the phones. 855-PATS-500. Dan is in Chicago. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well.
All right, cool. So I'm thinking tonight, if New England on offense is going to have a big game, we need to use Slater and Boyce as deep threats, because the best way with the lack of weapons we have all around us
Slater.
Is to stretch the field tonight. What do you guys think about that?
I'm all for Boyce. I don't understand why we're on our second call of the night calling for Matthew Slater to have
I should have said Boyce first. This is my first time calling. Okay. I stumbled on my word a little.
Okay,
sorry,
yeah.
Let's
eliminate Matthew Slater. I think we can say at this point in his career, he's not a wide receiver. He's not a developing wide receiver. He's a fast guy that out of necessity.
He has one deep catch in his entire career, and everybody thinks he's Randy Moss.
No, he has one catch in his entire career. Not one deep catch.
Absolutely.
He has one catch total.
Oh,
okay, so let's move on. Let's eliminate him. Boyce, I'm all for. I think Boyce could have some big plays tonight. I think that's intriguing. I'm not sold that any of the other two or three guys couldn't have big plays. All their receivers tonight, to me, have the ability to maybe get down the field. That's Tompkins, that's Dobson, and I even put Julian Edelman in that class. I think he's sort of that versatile guy that can play inside and out. But I agree with you. I don't think this offense is good enough right now to say it's going to march up and down the field in 10-play drives. I think, to some degree, like I think the Jets should think, I think we want to get some yards and chunks here, and you do that by getting the ball down the field.
Another email related to this. Again,
Matthew
emails.
Slater? Let's get Matthew Slater involved.
WebRadio at Patriots.com. Josh writes in. Joshua emails. Matt Slater never got a chance to prove himself.
Are you freaking kidding me? Are we really getting these? That's how embarrassingly, these guys are so unconfident that they feel like they need to get Matthew Slater involved?
Always on special teams reminds me of Steve Tasker for the Bills in the 90s. When he got a chance, he did awesome. And you guys didn't ruin my night. It was a pleasure. Go Pats. That's Josh in Worcester.
Wait a minute. Steve Tasker was awesome at receiver?
No.
According to Josh, he was.
Because I don't remember that either. He was an awesome special teamer.
Yes.
That's what he was. And Matthew Slater Matthew Slater is an awesome special teamer. But as he said, he didn't really play in college, didn't really make any plays in college, and he has one catch in the NFL. He is what he is. He's a special
terrific
teamer.
Terrific special teams
and
player.
And a great guy, by
great
the way.
Great leader. Just does everything right.
So people have given up on the rookies. Is that what this is?
I haven't.
No, I didn't say you.
No, I'm just saying, I agree.
You know, if
you
can fight people, can I fight some people?
I think, yeah, but I'm not going to yell at you.
You're
going to
be so, you're very combative, Andy.
Me?
Yes.
He's having a tough show. He's really on edge tonight. Why are you so mad? I know why.
Hot. It's Thursday night. It's a short week.
I've been here all day.
It's hot.
I got pants on.
He's got his game pants on and they're warm.
Right.
That's what it comes
down to. I don't like wearing pants.
Just keep them on. That's all I'm asking. Keep the pants on.
I don't know. I'm getting hot. I'm getting ready to take them off.
Nico in the Philippines right
now. Says Matthew Slater needs to play at receiver. Jackie in L.A. says.
You just may have to go postal if someone says that.
Webradio at Patriots.com. Nico in the Philippines says, good morning. I'm so psyched for this rivalry game, even though we are going without less offensive weapons. With that said, we all know the weather will be bad. Do we know that? I don't know that we know that. Do we all know?
Weather.com doesn't know
if
that.
Geno Smith is a bad weather quarterback, this situation gives me a better chance for the Patriots to win. Thanks very much. Let's beat the Jets. Prediction, 31-17 with the defense winning us the game. Geno Smith.
That's interesting.
Do we know that he'll be able to compete in bad weather? Is Geno Smith.
Morgantown, not a nice place. You get bad weather right from the mountains
there.
It's
not great weather in November. I don't know how many times he's played in bad weather.
How big are his hands?
I don't know.
But it's just rain. It's not as if this is, you know.
Yeah, but a wet ball makes a slippery ball.
I understand that, but no matter where you play, most quarterbacks have played at some point in the rain.
But they're not all good bad weather quarterbacks.
I agree with you. I don't necessarily
consider rain
bad weather.
Steve McNair had notoriously bad weather games because he had small hands.
I don't consider the rain to be some real, you know.
I'm kind of
with you. They always say, oh, the weather's a great equalizer.
Wet and windy is a
problem. I just don't know how much rain.
Windy would be a problem.
Well, they're predicting 20-mile-an-hour winds.
But you know what?
And it's always windier here.
Both teams have to play with it. Both teams have the same weather.
Yeah, but we know Tom Brady is not a bad weather quarterback.
Oh, no. Brady is an outstanding bad.
Rain? Brady's neither wind
everything.
Nor snow nor sleet can slow down Tom Brady.
But he's proven he can play in any kind of weather because he's done that many times. Robert Kraft and Teddy Bruschi on the NFL Network set now with Willie Mack.
I mean, I'm sure you're getting some very objective coverage right now.
Yes. Talk to Willie Mack last night for a little bit.
That was him pumping his own horn.
That was the horn, Andy? That was...
You know, the big horn of, like, the Mack truck that you pull.
And it sounds like that?
Shut up.
What was that?
Listen.
I don't have a sounder at my...
You sound like a dying animal.
He's got an... He's got...
what is that?
He's on edge.
Like you sound a little bit like a whale or something. Like a whale wanting to mate.
What is that, Andy?
You make me laugh.
Get it together.
What was that?
I had no idea what he was doing. What did he have to say? Did Willie have anything good to say?
No.
He said, hey, Paul, you're the greatest.
No, he didn't
little
say that.
Little does he know.
He certainly didn't say that.
Little does he know.
No, he didn't know that
giant
either.
Man, by the way.
Huge.
And shredded man.
Just giant. Everything about him is giant.
One of the few I've actually just on pure like look afraid of.
One of the few people in my life where I've shook his hand and thought, oh my God, that's scary. That guy's hand is gigantic.
Yep.
855-PATS-500 is the phone.
Plus he
number.
Knows gangsters.
Snoop Dogg. That's the telephone. Yeah, do that too while we're at it, Andy.
He knows he's lost control of
being, me. I know. I mean, being completely off the rails. It started early in this show.
Coming in off Twitter, I gotta get this out there.
What?
Now they're just mocking me, I know it, but, hashtag PPGS Tyler Edwards says Slater with four catches for 150 plus yards. Yeah, that's gonna happen. In his bra.
You done?
I don't even understand.
I also
what
got
that
one
means.
Here from, that says Felger sucks.
Yeah, I was gonna say, hashtag PPGS, VIP strippers writes Felger sucks.
I agree.
I think everyone agrees with that. No one's gonna fight you on that
one. Oh, Mike Reese checking in. Patriots in the standard home blue jerseys with silver pants and silver
game
helmets.
Game pants.
Jets in white jerseys, white pants, and white helmets. Just wanted to clear that up for everyone who was interested.
Well, it's been cleared up. PPGS, the hashtag, if you're on Twitter. I love that. Slater, four catches for 150-plus tonight. I think it's going to happen just for Andy. And then,
can you imagine what I'd have to deal with next week if that ever happened with these guys calling back? I told you we need it. I need the Tony Maserati voice.
Yeah, Slater's a deep threat.
Well, you didn't like the Slater idea. Here's another idea from Sven. Sven in Sweden.
Did he call, or is this a different Swedish guy?
Joakim called.
Oh, yeah, Joakim
Noah. Yeah, so Sweden.
And by the way, yes, you Australia. Do sound Swedish. I didn't want to be rude to you, but you did. You said Twitter. You said Twitter funny.
Why don't you go back home to your street malls and drink your Zimas and Smirnoff ices? Booyah! Booyah!
That's what you sounded like,
Joakim. But that's what he said. You know, you're making fun of the way I talk. I don't speak perfect English.
No, he asked if I thought he sounded like the Swedish chef. Yes, you do.
No, I don't think he did.
I don't think he did.
All right, go Sven.
I don't think he did.
And read it in the
Sven,
Swedish.
I don't think he did. Sven from Sweden writes in, all the stupid talk about Slater made me think of how good hands Wilfork got. This gets better.
You're
Andy.
Right, Joaquin.
It.
Your English ain't
You'll
so bad.
Imagine Wilfork lining up wide against Cromartie. There's no chance he can get him down before he picks up a first down. And there's also no chance the Jets could adjust and put some other player on him. He is suggesting Vince Wilfork to be a superstar wide receiver. That's waiting to happen.
You're right.
75 is reporting is eligible.
I mean, he'd be open because Cromartie would just fall down laughing, first of all, because that would be the funny. I mean, I don't know. Why are you throwing your finger? You got another
Tony idea. In Toronto writes in. Again, the email address.
It gets better.
Webradio@patriots.com. Not sure if anyone has suggested this, but I think Matthew Slater could make some solid contributions.
No, they're just mocking us now. They're just mocking us.
Thoughts?
I
think he would really help make it a miraculous night to remember, which could carry us.
I told you that's
what
they're trying to. That's what they're trying for. They think a win in this game is going to be a miraculous achievement.
I don't understand.
Tony's being facetious. He then writes, I'm sure I'm speaking for most fans when I say, it's a tall task tonight, but miracles can happen. Tony in Toronto.
Do you believe in miracles?
Tony, that's awesome. Awesome. Get them all in there. Slater and a miracle. I love it.
See, I don't think they're all just laughing, though.
Oh, I think Tony was.
No, I do, too, but I don't think they all are. I think they are all worried. They see Amendola out. They have a history with Edelman of not staying healthy. And for some reason, they've cut ties with the rookies that everybody was all over a month ago. Everybody loved the rookies a month ago, and now everybody's off them.
It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart coming to you live from Gillette Stadium. Jets and Patriots tonight. Week 2 of the NFL gets underway. Toll-free number here in North America is 855-PATS-500.
I think you should randomly give out one of the
I'm going
other
to. I'm going okay. to. I'm going to get to that right now, actually, and this is why I bring it up. Rohan, not Rohan Davey, but Rohan writes in, hey guys, great to hear the Aussie fans getting recognition. Nothing beats a Friday morning off of work and watching the Pats, hoping Ridley can redeem himself and have a massive day, coming over for my first Pats game in November after supporting the team since 1999. Keep up the great work. Go Pats. That's from Rohan in Australia.
Another Aussie?
And you know what? This begs us to give the Australian toll-free number.
And you know what I find
because
fascinating?
Because we have an Australian
Jan
toll-free
Yankatube
number.
Jan Yankatube has not even called yet. She's like a lifelong Australian listener.
Or he.
Is that a he?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Never talked to him.
Australian.
The last name like Yankatube.
Be quiet. We got to give the Australian.
That generally tips the scales on gender.
Well, if you got a Yankatube, you'd have to have a tube.
Here's the Australian toll-free number. Australian toll-free number is 1-800.
Fallopian.
Week 2, it's official. We broke the host. Like a black stallion, we've broken him and brought him down to our crap.
I think it was one of those when Eric really gets mad at me too.
I can deal with one clown.
Yeah,
but
I got one idiot over here. It hurts so much more coming from you. I apologize 1,000 times.
They're not paying you enough,
are
they?
Let me down, Paul. Let me down. Australian toll-free number is 1-800-429-286.
I apologize 1,000 times.
Hopefully.
Missing a number there,
did
right?
Did you ruin that?
Now,
you're the one that took those numbers down.
Oh, I
you?
Cut and pasted those directly from the website.
From the website, from Patriots.com.
That's got to be an issue with the monkey.
No, because it's different system there.
There's only six numbers?
Yeah, different amount of numbers.
Other ones are different,
they're
too.
They're all different lengths. Yeah.
That one just looks weird because it's 1-800. You think it's going to, you know, follow North American.
Because if you look
all
at,
right,
like, France.
I'll take you guys' word for it.
For example, Paul, France is 0800912384.
So there's different rules everywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you're
in
Australia,
I'll take your word for it, but don't discount the idiot factor
okay,
at work.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
You know what? They'll prove it to you because he's going to give this number out again, and then they're going to call right now.
I trust our Australian. I didn't know that.
I thought all phone numbers had seven numbers.
I trust our Australian fan base.
Revolves around us.
The Australian fan base needs to check in with us because we've heard from so many of you on email. Call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, and here's the number for Australia. Australia's going to hate you now.
But
Paul,
is that a character flaw that I didn't know the ins and outs of everybody's phone?
Yes, it is.
Just you assumed everybody does it like the Americans. Yeah. We're the best.
No,
do it our
he's
way.
An ugly American. That's what he is.
I didn't assume that we invented it. That would be an ugly American. Paul.
Well, we did. Alexander Graham Bell, right?
No, but I didn't assume that we invented telephone numbers and we're the only way to do it. People have different area codes, different country codes.
I got hoes.
I didn't know. I apologize. Didn't mean to be offensive in any way, Beetle. You're anti-establishment. It's well documented.
1-800-429-286. 1-800-429-286. That's the telephone number here
the,
on the
the lines are lighting up.
That's Patriots pregame social if you're in Australia. If you're in North America, the number for you is 855. Pats 500. Keep your emails coming in. Webradio@patriots.com. Hit us up on Twitter. Get those tweets going. Hashtag PPGS. Want to see that on Twitter, and you can follow us on Twitter as well. Paul at PFW Paul. Andy at Jumbo Heart. And I'm at Mark_Bertrand. We got to go up to the press box with Eric. We're going to talk to Eric Scalavino coming up. Also going to have to do our Sunday six pack on a Thursday this week. Get our picks in for the NFL weekend, even though it's Thursday. Have to keep that going. I'm 500, and Andy's 2-4, and Paul did really well last week. We'll tell you what his record was when we come back and give you those picks for this week next.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I shut it off when we go to break, and I turn it back on when we come back.
Yeah, after you start
it's
speaking.
It's fine.
This guy.
The listeners don't.
By the way,
hear
did you hear that
problems?
Lead-in? You're supposed to be ice cold. That's sort of the shtick of this segment. So
what
I was just playing up to it.
What do you mean ice cold?
The lead-in says, and you I like your beer, these guys are ice cold. So I went 2-4. I'm ice cold, or whatever
so
I want.
So you're technically the winner?
Yes, I'm playing by the rules. We're supposed to be ice cold.
We're going to run out of music if we keep this up.
My mountains are blue.
All right, here's how we did in week one. Andy, 2-4. I was 3-3. And Paul Perillo, 5-1 on the picks. 5-1. Stellar.
Yeah.
Terrific job.
I'm a little disappointed, to be honest with you.
All right.
What was my loss?
I don't know.
I'm a little disappointed.
It was Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Bad pick.
Let's get to this week's games. We start with this one tonight. Jets here at New England. Gillette Stadium, what is the line we're going with?
The line right now is New England by 11.5.
So that is the line we are dealing and picking with, 11.5. I am taking the Jets.
I am going with the New England Patriots. I think we're looking at 21-10, 24-13. That half a point gives me a victory. Oh, wait. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. So you would take the Jets in that case.
I am going to take the Jets.
I'm taking the Jets, too.
Okay, unanimous. We're taking the Jets.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be.
Like that.
Yes,
it's already logged in.
I think the Patriots will win.
I didn't
win
know what I was doing.
Because he can't add. He
because he's kind of dumb.
He played football in an academic conference.
He's kind of slow.
I may have been concussed at some point.
All right, game two.
File a lawsuit. I hear those pay. Miami.
Not really. Not as good as they should.
Miami and Indianapolis this week. What do we got for a spread?
Indy by three.
I'll take Indy to win and cover.
Going to take the Indianapolis Colts at home.
I am going to take Miami. I am not necessarily a believer in those improvements. Indianapolis in a lot of trouble with the Oakland Raiders last week. I'm going to take the upset, Miami.
One more game in the AFC East. It's the Carolina Panthers visiting the Buffalo Bills.
Carolina by three.
Carolina.
I like Carolina on the road in this
I do
game.
Too. Me I'm too. Taking Carolina.
Carolina.
Unanimous
Panthers
again.
Are my sleeper pick for a playoff team in the NFC, and they did nothing to disappoint me last week. They had a good showing against Seattle and almost won the game.
Speaking,
almost doesn't count, but they almost won the game.
Speaking of Seattle, our fourth game, the 49ers going up to Seattle. Big NFC West matchup.
So Vegas liking the home field advantage up there in Seattle. Seattle by three.
It is a great home field advantage, but I'm taking the road team.
I am too. I think the 49ers are a better team.
I agree with Beatles' line right there, but I will take Seattle. I think they find a way to get it done, and I agree with Andy. That's the best home field advantage in football.
I think the San Francisco 49ers, by the end of the year, there will be a bigger gap between those two teams than people
I actually might agree. I'm not 100,000% sold on Kaepernick, but if he is the real deal, then the 49ers are by far the best team in football, in my opinion.
Green Bay is hosting the Washington Redskins this week. What do we got on that one?
Green Bay by 7.5.
Ooh.
Don't
I don't like that.
Don't like that half point, Beetle. but I'm going to lay it anyway. I think Green Bay is a much better team. Didn't like the way RG3 looked last week. Now he comes back off a short week. Green Bay.
I'm taking RG3 and the Redskins.
Yeah, RG3, who can't outrun a defensive lineman. I'll take the Packers.
One final game in the Windy City. Vikings visiting the Bears.
Chicago by six. I'll take the Bears.
I'm taking the Bears, too.
Bears.
The Bears. Across the board. There is your Sunday six-pack.
So what did we have, like one difference?
Thursday. We had a couple of different ones.
I had a couple ones.
So Paul took Miami and you two took Indy. And then Paul also took Seattle when you guys took San Fran.
So how many are unanimous?
Beetle took the Redskins. So one unanimous, two, only three.
No, two unanimous because we all took the Jets.
The Jets, and you all took Carolina, and you all took Chicago.
Oh, so three altogether.
Three right, good. That was a good six-pack.
Six-pack right there.
How come we don't do the keys to the game anymore?
We're getting to that. We're building up to it.
How come we do no segments in the
we're
first three?
We're building
like,
up to
break?
That.
Okay, sorry.
We're building. That's what we're doing here.
That we're building up to
saving
Eric.
The best for last.
I thought Eric was last.
Yeah, we'll get to him when we get to him because we've got more important things right now.
That's why I came
to
the press box to eat.
You ready for this? We have three calls on the line from Australia.
I love that. That's
good day,
awesome.
Good day, good day, good day.
Great. First of all, let's talk to Rohan, who emailed and now is joining us on the air. Hi, Rohan.
Hey, how you going?
Doing well.
What was that?
How are things in Australia?
Oh, not too bad. Always good on a day off work.
I apologize for not understanding the telephone numbers in Australia. I was not aware that they had different amounts of numbers in different countries. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, one less. The number was right.
Well, we're happy, and obviously yes. It worked because we got you and a couple friends calling in.
Rohan, you got a thought on tonight's game?
Look, I'm going by 31-17. Is my call?
31-17, okay.
And Ridley to have a big night.
Andy, you think Ridley's going to have a big night?
I do. I think Ridley's going to bounce back. I could see right in the ballpark of 100 yards, and I think he could have a couple touchdowns. I think he could
he
be the red zone.
Well, he had last year than bloody crap Dan, so he'll bring it home.
All right, Rohan, thanks for the call.
I missed that one.
I apologize for not understanding.
All right, take care.
Said.
We go to another call from Australia. Peter's home. In Melbourne. Hi, Peter.
Good morning, Andy, Paul, and Mike Lucas. How are you guys going?
Doing
oh,
well.
You are okay. Much easier to understand than the last guy.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, yeah. I'm excited to talk to you guys. Thanks for having the numbers to please for us to call. You obviously have a big fan base in Australia. I'm excited to actually watch the Patriots for the first time this year. We didn't get the first game here, but Thursday night game is obviously a big game, and I'm looking forward for us to just kill the Jets.
Yes. Now, in all honesty, how closely are you following? Like, are you worried about what you saw in week one, in stats, highlights, however you followed the Bills game? Where are you in terms of feeling?
I'm not that worried. Like, I kind of expected us because, I mean, when you think about it, we always kind of play the Bills crappy. Like, even though we usually run the ball down the throat, there's always one game a year where, like, what was it, 2009, where when one of those Bills guys, like, dropped the kickoff or whatever, and we end up stealing one in Buffalo. And there was the game last year where it was tied, like, toward the third quarter, then we just blew them out in the fourth quarter. So I'm just going to chalk that up to fumbles and turnovers, and that was just, just one of those games. I'm still confident because I believe what Andy said last year, that the league is, by and all, like, not that good. Like, there's just not that many good football teams. Like, you have your San Francisco and Denver, and that's about it. There's a huge drop-off in quality. So, I mean, I'm looking forward, and I'm looking forward to see how the team improves. Like, I just think that there's a lot of room to grow, and week one to week two, you can't really learn anything just by watching those two weeks.
I agree, Peter. Yeah. I agree.
Peter, thanks for the call.
Go throw another shrimp on the barbie. Right.
Oh, there we go, and there's... There's Andy.
Go walk your kangaroo, mate.
Stereotypical insult that he likes to throw in there. Yeah,
somehow he doesn't think they're insulting.
Oh, yeah, he thinks that's just normal.
at least I knew they might have a different phone system because not everybody does it we do it.
See, that's not insulting. Not knowing how many numbers are in their phone numbers.
Not thinking
not
we're better
insulting.
Than you. You idiots. You're missing a number.
Saying go drink a Foster's, throw a boomerang or have a shrimp on the barbie.
Who's your idol? Croc Dundee?
We got about
talking
the boomerang.
Talking like Lloyd Christmas.
One.
That might be insulting.
Hey, going to throw the boomerang around, Like, what are you doing?
Did you take your kangaroo to the
Dad,
park?
You want to go out and have a catch? You don't need me, son. It's a boomerang.
How's your pet koala bear? Like, Brad's up next, also in Australia. Hi, Brad.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
thank you for not hanging up on us.
Yeah, and you know this is all in good fun, right? We're not like making fun of anybody.
Oh yeah, not at all. I don't mind, but I'm generally insulted by Paul not knowing how many numbers we have in the show.
That's right. See, he's so offensive. Yeah. Paul is terrible.
How's your eucalyptus tree?
Well done.
You should make him drink one of those awful Fosters.
No one's upset. No one gets offended. But you got to get these things right, right? No one says it's not an Aussie, right? It's an Aussie.
It's an Aussie.
Aussie. Like,
see?
Okay.
You offended him with that. You called him an Aussie.
It was out of ignorance.
Thought he was
My
from
apologies.
Austria. It's Aussie.
I'm not offended, but you got to get it right.
I will. From now on, I will know that it's Aussie.
Top of the morning, mate.
Yeah, you don't like top of the morning, mate?
No one says that. What are
we How about g'day, mate?
It's different. Oh, g'day, mate. That's the classic. That's the classic. You just got to work on your pronunciation.
So, and if you have a question about a girl's gender in a bar, do you give her the old Croc Dundee test?
Yes, that's exactly how we do it.
All right, Brad, I got to let you go. Do you have any thoughts about tonight's game?
Yeah, 24-17. I reckon it's not really close until maybe the last play. They get a field goal or a touchdown.
All right.
Something like that.
All right, Brad, thanks for the call. We really appreciate you calling from Australia.
Whatever the score may be, I don't think it's ever going to be in question. Even if it's a low-scoring, scary game,
that's how I feel.
Theoretically, I think the Patriots are going to be, you know, in somewhat control.
I can't believe we just ran through all of those stereotypical things about Australia.
Well, and you also can't believe.
But we do appreciate all the fan emails and phone calls that have come in today.
You're just like a local yokel radio host, so you get normally calls from like Boston and Revere and all that. You know, you're not used to dealing with the international callers that we are. We're a little different class of radio.
855-PATS-500 is the North American toll-free number, and it's time to go inside the press box with Eric Scalavino.
We're stuck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
Eric Scalavino in the press box here at Gillette Stadium upstairs getting ready for Jets-Patriots. Eric, let's start with this. You talked about it last week. I'm going to ask you to talk about it again, and that is the weather. What is going to happen out there tonight? Do you have some barometric pressure readings? Do you have some forecasts?
I've got a number for you. I got a number for you, Bert.
What have you got?
29.71 inches. Where the barometer stands right now.
What about the dew point?
Dew point 69 Fahrenheit. That's visibility 7.00 miles precisely. It's 74 degrees, humidity 85%, wind speed from the south 9 miles per hour.
More importantly, is it raining or does it look like it's going to rain?
Currently not, but showers and or thunderstorms could happen at some point during the game, so we do need to watch out for that in all seriousness.
Okay, yes, we will. And now we'll watch out for what are you seeing in warm-ups here or in terms of the receivers? I'm interested in this, and we've been talking about, is Matthew Slater going to be deployed as a deep threat like a scary number of callers and emailers have asked for, or what else are you seeing on the offense?
I'm sure it's possible, but what I'm seeing on the offense is obviously a lot of Julian Edelman, a lot more, obviously, of Aaron Dobson than we saw last week. He's actually suited up and active tonight. Tompkins, Boyce, those guys I think are going to be your main receiving threat. You know, because you guys are on a little bit earlier than normal, you know, the offense is just coming out and working in position groups right now, so we're not as far into the warm-up process as we normally would be at this point. But, you know, I would still expect Slater to be, you know, used very sparingly on offense. If at all, you know, normally when we see him, it's out there on obvious running plays, and I think they need to give the young guys as many reps as possible for their own sake and also for the team's sake, because I think they're the more valuable players at that position than Matthew Slater.
Eric, have you noticed Leon Washington out on the field at all?
Absolutely.
What's he been doing?
A little bit surprising that he was working predominantly with the punt return group and not with the kick return group. That is where Slater was making more of his contributions to warm-up so far, along with Josh Boyd. I mean, we did see Washington return punts during preseason, but I thought that was mostly because they knew what they had with him to kick off. And obviously, that's still being a problem for the team. I would have expected that he would do that.
Now, do you think that is related to maybe the increased importance and or role of Julian Edelman and you know, maybe they are going to try to lighten his load for this whatever period of time, 2 to 7 weeks or whatever it is that Amendola could be out, according to reports
from
the crap sheet.
Don't exaggerate, 2 to 6.
Certainly a plausible theory by you, Andy. Although in the rotation, it was still Edelman 1, Washington 2, and Thompson 3.
Okay.
You know, read into that what you will, but that was how the rotation was. But I think your point's a valid one. That could be a reason. But I still would like to see Washington as main kickoff return guy as opposed to either Slater or Ford.
What have you seen from young Geno Smith? I know everybody, the hubbub was, ooh, Mark Sanchez is throwing left-handed. But, you know, the guy who matters tonight is Geno Smith. And we always like to get our first sort of, ooh, he's bigger than I thought. Ooh, he throws a better ball than I thought. Whatever. You know, what's your first reaction to seeing him warm up?
Yeah, he was out here, I'd say, maybe 2 hours, 45 minutes before kickoff and was throwing just in, you know, shorts, T-shirt, throwing to an equipment manager. But, you know, just doing sort of the route tree kind of thing. You'd have the equipment manager stand at a certain point, and he would drop back and throw. First impression is a lot skinnier than I expected. I hadn't really seen him in person before. It throws a, you know, very nice tight spiral, but I wasn't very high on him during the spring when we were watching, you know, draft tape going back to college. He has some impressive individual plays, but overall as a quarterback, I'm not very high on him. He didn't really do anything for me in warm-ups that made me change that opinion.
All right, Eric, thanks for taking a couple minutes with us and talking about tonight's game.
Sure. All right, we'll see you in a little bit, guys.
All right, guys. Eric Scalavino.
Did you forget when you just made the signal to me that, okay, we're going to wrap up Eric, and then he stopped talking and you were not ready to wrap it up?
Well, his answer came to an abrupt end.
Which is rare for him.
I was expecting a little bit more.
I'm going to defend Eric. It did not come to an abrupt end. It's never come to an abrupt end.
That answer was what, less than 30 seconds?
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I mean,
it somehow became about him.
All right, so what do you got?
I did hear that.
Let's talk to Brian. He's in Brighton. He's up next here.
I like Brian.
Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. What's up, Brian?
Well, hey, Paul. It's not insulting. It's just ignorant.
I don't know how many numbers. What is it, ignorant?
Ignorant.
Brian, what do you got for a prediction tonight?
Pain.
I'm thinking it's going to be a win, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think
prediction?
I think it will go back and forth.
Does that concern you?
I mean, last week concerned me.
No, I know, but, you know, the Bill Belichick thing is, you know, games in the division where you never know how they're going to blow. I think most people assume the Jets are going to end up like a 5 or a 6-win football team. And if you're going back and forth with them, does that concern you in week two?
Well, if you recall when you and I went at it, I said, I'll take win. I'll take whatever win I can get. Ugly. If it's ugly, it's ugly. It's a win.
Right, false confidence.
It doesn't matter to me. It's week to week.
Right, false confidence you want to build.
Technically, Paul.
Yes.
We have 10 numbers in the U.S.
No. I understand his area codes and whatnot, but I'm just talking
about. Seriously, you wanted to call about the phone. Get rid of this guy.
All right, Brian. Good talking to you, buddy.
Gone. Bye.
855-PATS-500.
What happened?
I know, there's a lot of screaming, so we just put an end to it. 855-PATS-500.
Mark got uncomfortable.
Yeah, but the screaming was coming from in the studio, not the caller.
No,
don't
it was coming from
both. It
was coming from both. Roll back the tape.
And he can't shut me off.
I can't shut him. I wish I could, but I can't. 855.
Kevin could.
Yeah, he could.
Pat's 500.
Not paying attention.
Let's quickly talk to the world's most interesting man. Shall we do that?
Patriots fan.
When it says most interesting,
you should know.
Don't worry about it. Right.
Because you're not really that interesting, only as a Patriots fan.
Thank you. That ain't beat my wife and I have a job, probably. now, I was amazed even to learn that Australians had phones. So that's actually the cute thing here.
Now that's offensive.
That's offensive.
Offensive.
From a Brit.
I was surprised. That means they have to be able to count up to 9 as well, which is a new thing I learned this evening. So that's all very good. But now, I'm not too... I must say, Beetle, I think, is fitting in very well with the show. And he is a consummate professional because as I was driving home from work, I heard him on 98.5 saying the only post-game show you should listen to was on the Sports Hub, which I thought was very, very professional of him to say, seeing as he actually has his own show here. So I won't be listening to them. I'll be listening to you after the game, Beetle.
Well, thank you.
Very good. I think we are going to win the turnover battle. I think we're going to get a couple of turnovers early. Clean up our turnovers. I don't think. I still think we'll win by 2 touchdowns. And I agree with everything Paul said.
I mean, that's
this guy.
Good call. Thanks, James.
Quality call.
See you,
James.
By the way, I want to answer my own question. It's turnovers that would concern me the most. A carryover negative, turnovers. You know, this is a team that's made its money. What was the plus 70? Well, that's not only forcing turnovers. That's not turning the ball over.
They set a record to one of those years for the fewest giveaways.
To me, if you start giving it away and you're not making as many plays on offense, that's a bad, bad double negative combination there that will be the end of this football team.
Of
so
course.
To me, the bad interceptions, which have related recently to rookie receivers, and certainly the fumbles would be the worst.
Let's close things out here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social with the keys to the game.
You've waited all week for it.
And all show.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
What time would you like to do these keys so I could schedule that in for you next week?
I think they should be a little earlier, I'll be honest.
Okay, what time?
We should give fans a little time to react to them so they're not just like, oh, play Matthew Slater. They can react to our keys.
Earlier. Next week they'll be earlier.
The segment after the guest. The segment after the guy from the other side.
Eric Allen was our guest tonight from NewYorkJets.com.
And he was a very good guest. And I appreciate him coming in studio. It makes a better interview.
Thank you, Eric. What do you got tonight? What are the keys?
That's Andy.
I'm Andy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Eric Allen.
Yeah.
My bad.
I said thanks, Eric
Just
Allen.
Give your keys because
key
they schedule
the
it so late. We have no time.
I'm going to do it a little different than Andy because I know he was just talking about the turnovers. I'm going to say pressure Geno Smith. Get after this guy like Tampa Bay did last week. They forced a couple of early turnovers. You do that. You put some spread between you and the Jets, and I don't think they can come back. You pressure Geno Smith, and he makes some turnovers tonight, and that's how the Patriots win the game.
If Geno Smith just saw the face that Vince Wilfork had on when he exited the tunnel with Pepper Johnson, he'd be worried right now because he looks really upset about something. He looks very mean right now and looks like he's ready to maybe eat Geno Smith. And Eric said he's skinny, so that'd make a nice chicken wing. I am going to go with the turnovers. I think they got to stop turning the ball over. I think that's the key. As I've said, I know it doesn't really count, but Detroit and then Buffalo, they were putting the ball on the ground, bad soft fumbles, ugly interceptions with young receivers. Brady needs to get on the same page with those young receivers, eliminate those picks. Stephen Ridley can't put the ball on the ground. Hold on to the damn football.
That's what you got for keys?
How many am I supposed to have? You want more?
I don't know.
I don't know. You scheduled it so late, I thought we only had one.
Picked one.
Okay, another key to the game is Julian Edelman, the underneath passing game. I think they need to get him involved.
I think he's angry.
Because I think they're going to build off of that to run the football and some deep plays, some shot plays to Josh Boyce. I think on special teams, you need to get something out of the kick return game. You just can't be getting it back to like 17 yards. This offense isn't good enough to drive 85 plus.
Maybe put a returner that's less than 250 pounds back there, and maybe you'll get it out over.
Defensively, you need to get some pressure. I don't care about contained pressure. When you say contained pressure, the word pressure is still in it. They didn't pressure EJ Manuel enough last week, despite what Fred Kirsch tried to tell me all week. And Aqib Talib, I don't want to see people running by you and you like, oh, Steve Gregory, oh, what am I doing? Cover the damn guy. He's supposed to be a number one corner. I don't care if it's Stephen Hill or whoever else, Antonio Holmes, if he's starting to feel healthier. Aqib Talib is a key to this game.
Assuming that they don't, the Patriots don't.
There we go. Now there's some keys, Andy.
See what you could do if you gave me a whole show to talk like this and not just 30 seconds. Gotta wrap it.
He's very angry.
He's pissed.
He's so angry.
I'm really hungry, too.
Assuming the Patriots don't turn the ball over to help the Jets put points on the board, what is the most amount of points that the Jets would score tonight that you would still be okay with the defense?
14?
15.
I would say 17, but we're all in the same boat.
Pretty much in the same teens area.
If they get into the 20s,
Over 17, I'm going to be like, come on. Really, guys? Come on. You couldn't stop that team?
They have no weapons. I told you.
Who are they, Ray Lewis?
I considered using Nick Mangold as the must-stop for this offense. I mean, I'm not sold Geno Smith can just do it all himself like he did last week. I don't think they want him every week to be the leading rusher and the leading passer.
I think they'd like to get
Bilal Powell or somebody involved in the running game. And really, are we going to count on Stephen Hill to be our deep threat when he averaged 6.2 a catch last week and has proven no consistency to this point in his NFL career? And I don't know what Santonio Holmes' issue is. I mean, is he back? When's he going to be back?
He is back.
I know he's back, but I mean, when is he back? Like, Santonio Holmes is a Super Bowl MVP and a good receiver.
Talked to us about that last week. He's been a little bit hobbled and hasn't, that's what I meant. And he didn't do a lot of practice, but he also had Revis last week the whole week. The Patriots don't have Revis.
No. That's why Aqib Talib is I'd like to see him play like a number one corner.
And there you have it. Keys to the game.
A lot of keys there.
A lot of keys.
Fast and furious. You could react to them, but you'll have to wait till the post-game show.
I'll be here for the post-game show. Join me right
now. Isn't that a sponsored show now?
Radio. Yes, it is.
It's the Xbox
it's
One.
It's the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL.
I knew it. I got one right.
And so you can call in during that, and we'll react to both Andy's keys and tonight's game as well. This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Another one in the books.
Booyah! Another one down. I'm still here. Enjoy the game tonight, Jets, Patriots. I don't know that I'll be here next week, so I'm glad you've enjoyed it. Enjoy the game tonight. Patriots, Jets, coming to you from Gillette Stadium. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots square off with the New York Jets.
Over the middle it goes. It is intercepted by Brandon Spikes at the 35, 40, 45 at the 50 of Baltimore, and out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio for the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand immediately following the game.
28 seconds remaining. Empty backfield. Three receivers near side right. Pass lead by six. Snap to Fitzpatrick looking over the middle. Fires to the right. Intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted by Devin McCourty.
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots Pregame Social.